Ed, can you talk a little bit about how you clinically approach decision but adjuvant chemotherapy, 1A, 1B, 2, and what agents or regimens do you use?
I think there's several issues, and certainly Harvey can chime in on this as well. Using the 1A, 1B arbitrary definition, we are neglecting that many times we are making diagnoses without full pathological staging. That's the first thing. We do not have sentinel lymph node biopsy in lung cancer. Sampling is not as good as full nodal dissection. So you call someone a 1A, 2 centimeter, with a 1 lymph node resected, I don't think that's a 1A, in my own opinion. So that automatically makes me want to treat a patient with adjuvant chemotherapy. I think we learned from the Japanese data that 2 centimeters was actually more prognostic in many more patients. I'm curious about this CLGB trial because for 2 years now, there have been oncologists out there using carboplatin in every stage of adjuvant therapy and calling this the pure trial, the 1B, the most homogenous. I never really liked this trial that much because it was small. It was going to be underpowered. We knew that because of the unfortunate accrual. But I'm just curious if this is really going to be a standard of care from CLGB now, a 4+ centimeter, because that's the data that's being out there. Now I still hear physicians saying it still works for 3 year and other endpoints, surrogate endpoints, but the trial's negative.
No, it's not. Okay, the trial's not over. Okay, so let's be very clear about this. There are still have not accrued the number of events that were pre-planned in any part of the analysis, so we don't know the answer to this. And there's primary endpoint. It's not like it's negative with a 0.995 hazard ratio, and then we're dissecting out and trying to find some group that has a benefit or not. Instead, we have now it's what, 0.1 or something, or 0.08. And what if it's 0.051? Are you going to sit there and not give that? I mean, it's interesting that people who are going and based upon retrospective subgroup analyses are defining a standard of care one thing, and here you have a potentially cure, what is at best a palliative treatment, maybe life extending, and here we have a potential to increase cure. I think that I don't believe that we will define what I call a, quote, standard of care with total level one evidence. I agree with Jack on that with this because, unfortunately, the trial is a little bit on the small side. But let's remember something else also. YALT also did not finish. It's accrual. We've had a lousy result in that.
So what is the clinical implication, Ed? What do you do in your practice?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that the standard now? Is that what CLGB is recommending, that 4+ centimeter tumors?
No, that's not what we're recommending. That is absolutely
not.
So
what is it, then?
We do not have a statement like Allen and Eacock. The study is not over yet. And nowhere was this concluded that this represents a standard of care. What was presented was an analysis that because there is now difficulty in how to interpret this, where a few years ago this was, I think, pretty clear-cut, and now for one reason or another it's not so clear-cut. The information has been presented, and I think this is an area where one can, in fact, dissect this out and discuss it with a patient because you're just uncertain, and we may never have an answer.